Blog Talk Radio.
All right. All right, it's on his corner, so.
He's got to go. He'll take along with Stone. Stone's all putting his 2 cents in.
Don't even get me started on compounding. With just a small deposit every month, any
the astronaut might actually get to Mars. Or maybe. Just a little thing we call higher education.
You and your sister got to go back.
I'll regret that for as long as I'm living here.
Hey, Mom, basic question. Mom, did you change the card number and you switch those to different cards?
And what was that? I'm not going to tell you again.
Remember at Block Talk Radio, you paid for that?
Yeah, and I still get the bill. Get it. And
I'm only
that's it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Smart.
Nothing. You have to always be questioning all the time.
No, I don't.
Thank you.
Nora, Nora, is your birthday? Well, it's in September, right? Yeah.
I think they have the night from home.
He got this film and he put
put his name on it, and you put a different one, and you put his wife's name on it, and you use his name, and you have to fill in his date of death on the side. Yeah. And so, and took a picture of it, and he went home and showed his wife, and he said, he did the headstone. What do you got that for? I'm not going anywhere yet. But he didn't want to leave expenses. He only had the one child daughter, but he didn't want to leave expenses there. And then too, when you go in a place, you know, the money's not yours anymore, so you gotta like switch money around and everything. And probably making a joke about him.
Lovely day in Queens, New York. Yeah, there you go.
I had a bagel, like,
Former brother-in-law, that's what was right next to him, and he has the
Ah, the taxes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Because you actually sold. You actually watched it. A salesperson, and they were just like, you know, pointing a finger.
There we are. Stairway to heaven, my heart. And that's what you see. It's all the time that can you send your arm. Right to the metro. Hey, Shani.
Thank you. You know what I'm talking about. That insecure, that unsure, that wondering. It's all in your eyes, baby. You sit there and you wonder, does he really love me as much as he said he did? Does he really need me and want me as much as he says he did? Around you 24 hours a day telling you, baby, I love you and I need you and I want you. But I feel like right now, right at this moment, I should try to clear and make you feel reassured about me. Women are sensitive, very sensitive. Baby, let me tell you something. This is hard as a woman can love a man. A man can love his woman. And baby, believe me, I do love you. Everything I have is you.
We don't have to pay. Thank you.
can come right away against the other person. Yeah, she got the joke. And she's got your music. What kind of person is that? It's like a picture. All right. All I want to hear, I'm sure a lot of you love to hear. Patty Smith. Hey, Patty. Scandal. Yeah, I'm sure. Scandal. Where is your live from?
Bye. About the Rolling Stones, the Blonde Bombshell, Mrs. Dave. How are you? Welcome to the show. We knew you were in town, and we thought, gee, why not? Hey, no, come on. Now, when this young lady was growing up, did you have any idea that she was going to contribute what she was contributed to the world of music, to the world in general?
Charlie!
Well, she used to talk about it all the time, morning, noon, and night. You know, I mean, it was something that you knew she was gifted because it had to come from God. It was the only way, because from the time she was small, all she talked about was what she was going to do, what she was going to be. She was going to be on Johnny Carson's show. That was number one. That was where she was going to be. And at the time, she was going to be like, I don't know who was out at that time, but whoever, the young lady that was out singing at that time, she was going to do it.
Did you believe her?
I did. I really believed her. Really. Mm-hmm. So she told us how you let her leave high school and go on off to Europe. That had to be pretty big. But there are some great stories about the two of you now. You at the time were raising seven children of your own and God knows how many other children.
Oh, yes.
And there's a story about you, Mrs. Gaines, about how you used to wake them all up in the morning. Oh, screaming? Did she say it?
Talk about
giving. Your philanthropic side, you know, being able to give. And we got to run out of here. But do people ever try to take advantage of that? I'm sure they do. But
we can't worry about that.
Yeah, you just let it go. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we're so glad that you joined us. Thank you for giving us Donna. And we're going to take you out, and we're going to let the audience get a little bit of the ceremony that took place on Hollywood Boulevard when you got your star. You did something very special for the audience out there. You sang a song for them. Tell us about this song.
Well, I sang a song called Friends Unknown, and it's a song that I co-wrote with Keith Diamond, my producer on this my past album, and Anthony Smith, and his wife, Vanessa.
Yeah. And we want to share it right now with all of you. So that's it.
That's you and three, Ron, I think.
I know this is a Republican celebration, but I have the honor of introducing a man who is so democratic, he picks on everybody equally, even a little kid like me. Mr. Don Rickles.
The most black kid I ever saw that definitely never played basketball.
I'll tell you this.
If you opposed, as I was a Mau Mau fighter pilot. Elizabeth Taylor is backstage in a Cleopatra outfit killing snakes. I'll tell you that. The damn Sonic is under the shower. Look at this, the water runs up. I'll tell you this. Is this the face, Sonic? Anyway, he's sitting in front of the program. Where does it say he makes fun of me? Where does it say that? It's only a joke, Mrs. Reagan. I spoke to the hospital, Nelson. You died about an hour ago. Is this too fast for my show?
What are you talking about? I'm going to wear your dress. It's a mosquito kind of style. Glance it up a little bit.
He's wearing a fake dicky when the button goes boom. Let's talk, man. Let's talk. He's driving. Let's have a meeting. That's what they do in Florida, the old Jewish folks. Hold the elevator doors!
Now we're having a sushi bar, do you know?
Exactly. I personally voted for Loki. But I'll tell you this. Do you, Mrs. Reagan, love me, Mrs. Reagan? Do you, our new president, may God be good to you and yours for the coming 4 years and beyond that. You're a great gentleman and a great credit to the country. May he give you health and your mighty, and may you reign as long as you wish. God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mr. Wong.
Dan Riggles!
I'd like to say, first off, that this evening is one of the big bomb dull evenings of my life. I'd like to welcome the honored mayor. Good to see you, sir. The city is being destroyed.
Thank you.